What does the boy do? At this point, a number of things could happen. If the wild man returns to his forest while the boy remains in the castle, the fundamental historical split in the psyche between primitive man and the civilized man would reestablish itself in the boy. The boy, on his side, could mourn the loss of the wild man forever, or he could replace the key under the pillow before his parents got home. Then say he knows nothing about the wild man's escape. After that subterfuge, he could become a corporate executive, a fundamentalist minister, a tenured professor, someone his parents could be proud of who has never seen the wild man. We've all replaced the key many times and lied about it. Then the solitary hunter inside us has to enter into the woods once more with his body dog accompanying him, and then the dog gets pulled down again. We lose a lot of dogs that way. We could also imagine a different scenario. The boy convinces, or imagines he could convince, the wild man to stay in the courtyard. If that happened, he and the wild man could carry on civilized conversations with each other in the tea garden, and this conversation would go on for years. But the story suggests that Iron John and the boy cannot be united, that is, cannot experience their initial union in the castle courtyard. It's probably too close to the mother's pillow and the father's book of rules. We recall that the boy in our story, when he spoke to the wild man, told him he didn't know where the key was. That's brave. Some men never address a sentence to the wild man. When the boy opened the cage, the wild man started back to his forest. The boy in our story, or the 35-year-old man in our mind, however you want to look at it, now does something marvelous.